Today is Friday, the 20th of June, in the 11th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Thésée sing, C'est toi ma lampe, Seigneur. O Lord, you are my lamp. My God, enlighten my darkness. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
Jesus tells us that our heart will be wherever our treasure is. It's a challenging observation that invites us to consider what we have really set our hearts on. As honestly as you can, are you able to give an answer to that question? Jesus goes on to talk about what we can truly see, what our real outlook on life is. There is invitation in his words, but also challenge. How do you respond to both the invitation and the challenge? As the reading is repeated, what strikes or stays with you? Where are your thoughts taking you at this time and why?
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
In light of what Jesus says and of where your thoughts have led, what do you want to say to him right now? Have courage to speak to him from your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.